Flanagan on a Broadway Car by Steve Porter, Edison Records.
Well, here I am again. Listen, wait till I tell you what happened to me yesterday. I was just getting on a Broadway car when I saw it was crowded, so I says to the conductor, "Do you think I'll get a seat if I wait here for a car a little longer?" "Why, the next car be no longer than this," says he. "They're all the same size." "Do you think it's right," says I, "to let people get on these cars when they're full?" "Oh, sit down," says he, "and they'll not notice you." A young fella got up and gave a lady a seat. I asked him why he done it, and he says, I just done it to see how I stood." Well, I got a hold of a strap, and I was swinging around like a ham on a hook when the car gave a sudden jump, and I was knocked clean down to the other end. I began to feel myself, and a fella says to me, "Did you miss anything?" "I don't think so," says I. "I think I hit everything in the car." There was a lady got on the car with a little baby in her arms. She gave the conductor a $5 bill. He gave her a look, and he says to her, "Is that your smallest?"
"It is," says she. "I've only been married a year."
When I got on the car, I only had a nickel in me pocket. I put it in me mouth to be sure I wouldn't lose it. The conductor gave the motorman the ding-ding. I lost me balance and swallowed the nickel. Just then the conductor says, "Give me your fare." "I can't give it to you," says I. "Haven't you got it?" says he. "I have," says I. "How do you know?" says he. "I can feel it," says I. "Then give it to me," says he. "I can't get at it," says I. "Well, I can't wait here all day," says he. "Come, cough up." Then I started coughing. I coughed for about 2 minutes, but I couldn't raise me fare. The conductor went away, but he came back again and says, "Well, come up, come up." "That's right," says I. "You talk to it. Maybe it'll come up for you. It won't for me." "All right, Professor, give me a transfer." Then I says, "Conductor, what do you want?" says he. "This is what I says," says I to him. "Does this here car stop at the battery?" He says, "Well, if it don't, you'll have a good swim."